We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We're chatting with Aaron Estabrook, incoming Manhattan City Commissioner, and he'll have a two-year term coming up here after being elected this past November. We've talked about some of the issues that he's most passionate about, workforce housing being one of them. I'm curious to see where you stand as far as we didn't get the sales tax renewed here this past fall, and I know that's going to be a challenge here for the city going forward, but maybe what we'll be looking at here in 2020 to resolve some of those financial issues.
Yeah, so I think I've heard loud and clear from the community that they do not want to see a property tax increase. The sales tax failure is there's multiple reasons that failed, in my opinion. It doesn't necessarily have to do with the fact that people also don't want a property tax increase. So what I think we might be able to do is go back and look at specific projects with sunset dates and see if it makes a lot of sense for us to put things back on the ballot that are specific, that have end dates, that are tied to objectives that are projects that the city and the community say that they want, and then allow voters to vote on that. Now, that's just one commissioner. It'll take three to get to that point, and we'll have goal settings sessions in January. And I don't know which projects would be. So this is all just in theory how that process would work. But I think a big reason why the sales tax failed was because it was permanent and it wasn't tied to specific projects per se. And there just was a lot of gray area where people really wanted to be in the same understanding where their dollars were going to be spent and what benefit they were directly going to get from that. And that at some point that would end, that there would be a sunset on that tax. People don't like to agree to taxes forever, right? Mm-hmm. Like, even though that may end up being the case if they keep renewing it, but giving people the option or taking away the options even worse.
Well, yeah, it's interesting. And you know, the city right now has its hands in a lot of investments. We heard this week, some of them being the North Campus Corridor project. That's going to be quite a significant investment. There's the Douglas Recreation Center. And then there's the levy as well. Mm-hmm. All of those cost a lot of money. So from a financial standpoint, what does the city need to do to ensure it doesn't, you know, break the bank going forward?
Yeah, so we need to see not just a comprehensive plan from, you know, the master plan standpoint, but a comprehensive plan that includes what it would look like and for financing what the city's proposing as of now. And I think a lot of the commission is currently the commission has been frustrated that they've been given pieces to a plan and then asked to vote on that piece without having the larger scope of the vision of what direction we're going and what we can afford to do. Anybody that has a budget at home and has a family, anybody that has a child that's seen a TV commercial will say, I want that. Buy me that. My little girl comes up to me. Oh, daddy, you get that. I want this. And so if that's how we go about budgeting, that's not going to work, because we have to start to say, no, now we need to see a bigger picture and what we can afford and start that. It feels like we're being brought things that are independent from the larger scope of what our budget could be. I feel like we're working backwards in a lot of ways, and we're putting ourselves in a place as a city that we could find out that we can't afford to do some of these things, and that uncertainty, it causes stress for everybody, and it also puts us in a position where we may actually not establish or build things that we should be building because we're uncertain about where we stand financially. So a larger picture of where we are financially, what it takes to do or proceed with those projects or goals without increasing property taxes. And I'll repeat that for the people that are only focused on property taxes, and I know there's a lot of them. No, I don't want to raise property taxes. I want to see what it looks like to not raise property taxes. And I think that's a goal for the commission, to see what it takes to fund and go forward and how long we have to go out and what kind of sales tax questions we might need without increasing property taxes. There's also an economic development sales tax question that's going to come up, and that is a renewal in the next 2 years. We probably will need to revise that, look at that. There's some quirks in that that I don't completely understand, why it's a Riley County tax and not a city tax. There's quite a few businesses in the Pot County side of the city of Manhattan that are not contributing to the economic development tax because it's a Riley County, not a city tax. So we need to look at the language on that, revise that. Again, I only have 2 years, so there's some of these things that won't get done that are going to be outlaid longer. But if we don't have a complete vision of where we are financially by the midpoint of this first year, I'll be very disappointed in our city staff and in the city commission.
All right. That being said, here, as far as coming into the city commission here now, what would you say about, you know, the state that the previous commission has set the table for you guys?
I think it's I'd like to say that we're in a good place, but I don't know that, and that's part of the uncertainty, is that they just approved a lot of projects, like you said, the North Campus Corridor and the Douglas Center, which are needed, but at the same time, the larger picture of how we fund these without using the same types of, they're all competing for the same small pool of savings that we're going to have as the bond and interest projects come off. And then there's economic development money. Is that how we're going to do things? But there's a lot of different streams of revenue. There's water fees, and there's a TIF district in Aggieville that can help pay for some of the Aggieville stuff. It's all of these pieces need to be out presented in a way. And I just wish that the commission had already done that. And I wish they had done that. The city and the commission would have had that available even last summer. So going into the ballot question on sales tax, that the community would have been more aware of where we are financially and what those projects that are kind of slated to happen, including the levy, are going to involve. The levy is a huge factor in all of this discussion, because why build anything? Why build if it's all going to flood and be ruined, right? So the levy is a priority, not one, no matter what, but also even then we're at the mercy of the Corps of Engineers, and they want to delay that project to build things downstream for potentially a year. I don't know the timeline for sure, but it's not going to happen before some of these other projects come before us.
All right. Again, talking with Aaron Estabrook here, incoming Manhattan City Commissioner. I want to get your thoughts on biking and increasing pedestrian routes here in the community.
Yeah. So one thing that's going to come really quick before this new commission is the bike ped systems plan. Mm-hmm. And I learned today that we're also including this bike pedestrian systems plan and trail inclusion. So we're talking about trails, walking, and biking. And there's a pretty cool plan that I think builds all that in together and shows that we have an amazing opportunity to connect all that and connect people in a way into the quality life of Manhattan that nobody else in Kansas has. We have so many awesome opportunities with Parks and Rec and the trail system that we're not utilizing completely yet, but this plan shows us where we can go. Now we got to fund it in a way, and I don't think it's going to cost a giant amount, but there is dedicated funding on the horizon. The commission will be looking at that, and I'm a big fan. I think bike ped systems need to happen. I think that old blue trail that connects Northview to over by IHOP and Walmart needs to have some of the lighting and needs to be paved. Think about people that are trying to shop at Walmart or working at Walmart and are leaving at 2 in the morning, and they need to get back to their home over on Casement or over by Manhattan Broadcasting. They have to walk on a gravel trail in the pitch black in the middle of a field to get over to where they live, and that's just not acceptable in our community. So we got to get there, and I think the right people are pushing, and we have plans to do it, and we just got to see the numbers of how to do it and phase it in. I'm excited about that. And another component to kind of dovetail into that is I'd like to see us talk about openly an energy audit, where we have some cost savings that could be rolled into Parks and Recreation, could be rolled into just saving money and for the taxpayers, but we don't know how to save with our energy audit. Without an energy audit, we don't know where we could be saving money. And Fort Riley's done this. Lots of large systems have done this in recent years. We've done it with lighting as a city, I think a decade ago, and found some savings with lights. I'd like to see it a system-wide energy audit. The school district saved $130,000 by changing the temperature in the school's buildings for a while I was on the school board. So, let's save some money, and you know, also people that care about the environment also, I think, would agree that's a good idea. But people that care about taxes also like to save money. So there's a win-win here.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Oh, definitely. Well, Aaron, we appreciate you coming out here, and look forward to working with you here in 2020 going forward.
Yeah, thank you, Brandon. I'm excited. Happy New Year.